This is the Aviat Merli of the 12th of July 2026. Original date, the 31st of December 2010. As well as bidding farewell to the old year, bid farewell to your old sanskars, and have the determined thought to remain free from obstacles. Be merciful and a master bestower, and give support to unhappy and peaceless souls by serving them with your mind. Today, Bap Dada has come from the subtle region to this corporeal world to give greetings and congratulations for the new year and the new world to all of you children everywhere. All of you children have reached your home of Madaban with love. People of the world simply celebrate the new year, which is just for one day, whereas you constantly continue to celebrate the confluence of the new world. You have the new world constantly merged in your eyes in front of you. You now remember it and just reach there. It is merged in your eyes, is it not? You experience being at the confluence age. Today you are at the confluence age, and tomorrow you will enter your kingdom. You are able to see it clearly in your eyes. People of the world give greetings to one another for one day, whereas Bap Dada has given you the golden world as a gift, which is going to last for a long time. It is merged in your eyes in such a way that you can arrive there in a second. The golden world is merged in your eyes in front of all of you. You can reach there in a second, can you not? Today you are at the confluence age, and tomorrow you will rule the kingdom with a right. Now, according to the time, you know that the devotees of you ancestors are calling out to you because they are unhappy and peaceless. Can you hear the sounds of how they are calling out in sorrow and peacelessness? Give us peace, give us happiness, give us joy. Can you hear their sound? Give, give. Now, you souls, as children of the merciful and benefactor bestower, have to serve souls with your mind and carry out the task of giving. Bap Dada feels a lot of mercy for those unhappy and peaceless souls. You also feel mercy, do you not? There was a note that Bap Dada coughed. Today, Father Brahma's cough has come back. You also feel mercy for souls, do you not? Now, in this coming year, because today a new year is coming and the old year is going, what plan did you make in this year that is passing? The year will go, but along with the year, what else did you bid farewell to? Just as you will bid farewell to the year, in the same way, what will you bid farewell to in your life? Then, with what new thing will you fill it? Will you bid it farewell for all time, or for a short time? Bap Dada has given you the signal that whatever old sanskars still remain, you have to use your mind to see and know those sanskars and definitely finish them. Bap Dada sees that these old sanskars are obstacles to your efforts. On the one hand, you children say that Baba is your world. And so from where do the old sanskars come? Since the father is your world, and the old sanskars create obstacles in your efforts, they should be finished, should they not? At Amrit Vela, when all of you have a heart-to-heart conversation, the father has seen that all of you give your chart in saying that even now it is your old sanskars that make you slack in your efforts. So today, when bidding farewell to the year, can you also bid farewell to those sanskars? Can you bid farewell? Raise your hands. You will have to bid them farewell. It is very easy to raise your hands, but raise the hands of your mind. You are raising them. You are raising your hands to say farewell to your old sanskars for all time. Raise your hands again. Acha. The majority of you children raised your hands and pleased Bap Dada. Bap Dada is pleased that you are children who have courage. Where there is courage, Bap Dada's constant cooperation is there. Now that you have raised your hands, every small and big place of the fathers has become free from obstacles, have they not? The reason for the result that Bap Dada received is the old sanskars. So today, you have finished the sanskars in thought. That is, you have received the blessing of being free from obstacles. Have you received it? Did you take the blessing? You receive the fruit of your courage, do you not? You have received Bap Dada's blessing that when there is one step of the children's courage, there will definitely be many steps of the father's help. So from today, remember the thought that you have handed over your old sanskars. If they come back to you, what will you do? What will you do? You cannot keep anything with you that you have already handed over, because once you have given it, it is no longer yours. So since they are not yours, how can you keep them with you? You gave them to the father. Of course, you would give them to the father, would you not? Is it firm that you have given them? Are you sure? Now raise both your hands. Sure? Those sitting at the back are also raising their hands. Bap Dada is pleased that while living in the Iron Age, you experience the attainments that you have received from the Father at this confluence age. It is the Iron Age for the world, whereas it is the confluence age for you. That is, it is the age for all attainments. You have the practical experience of having all the godly attainments, all powers, all virtues, and all the treasures of this knowledge that you have attained. So today, what is Bap Dada giving from his heart to all the children who have raised their hands, whether they are personally sitting here or sitting far away in this land or abroad and listening to Baba? He is giving congratulations. But along with congratulations, he is placing his hand on each one's forehead. You and Bap Dada are dancing in your mind. Wah, children, wah. Now, even you are dancing in your mind. Say Haji. Now, teachers, just be careful. All of you teachers, raise your hands. There are teachers from abroad, too. On hearing the determined thought of each of you children, Bap Dada is pleased about the aim you children kept of becoming complete and perfect like the Father, and that your determined thought of remaining free from obstacles will bring the time of completion close. Bap Dada is also pleased that all of you children will fulfill the thought you have had and will use your minds to serve those who are unhappy and peaceless in the world, and give them one support or another. Because Bap Dada cannot bear to hear the children calling out and crying out in distress. They are all part of your family, are they not? Sorrow and peacelessness are increasing a lot, and so now become merciful. Also have this thought at the same time, while walking and moving around, and at Amrit Vela, you will definitely serve souls with your mind. Can you have this thought? When you had the thought of finishing your sanskars for all time, you had the thought for all time, did you not? It is not just for a short time, is it? Just as you will finish your sanskars and become equal to the Father, in the same way, become master bestowers, children of the bestower, and definitely serve them with your minds. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to serve with your mind? Raise your hands if you are going to do service with your minds at the same time. Throughout the day, whatever time you have, definitely serve with your minds in that period. Because it is you children who have to bring about that world of happiness. The Father has made you children into right hands to do this service. You give with your hands, do you not? So you are the Father's right hands. So Bap Dada wants to give with his hands, you right hands, this service of definitely continuing to give something or other. They are crying out, give, give. And so you have to give happiness to those who are unhappy. Give some strength to those who are distressed, and do some charitable work. Now you children know yourselves. You know the Father. You have claimed a right to your inheritance. And so make others the same, because everyone now wants liberation. You will send everyone into liberation, and with the Father's blessings, you will claim a right to the kingdom. Therefore, the Father is giving every child this thought. May you be free from obstacles. May you be a server. The children who belong to the Father are experiencing the pleasure of the confluence-aged Brahmin life and will continue to experience it. Those of you who consider yourselves to have a right to the Father's inheritance, whether you are new or old, who continue to swing in the swing of super sensuous joy, and who have had a thought for the future of being victorious over your sanskars? Have you souls become the handful out of multi-millions? Or have you become the few out of the lucky handful? The daughter Janak said, have a get-together of the Rosary of 108 and the Rosary of 16,000. Those of you who feel that you will definitely go into the Rosary of 16,000 or 108, raise your hands. New ones are also raising their hands. Congratulations. There are those who are victorious through their intellects having faith. But Dada also knows that those whose intellects have faith are able to go ahead, and they will. Acha. Those who have come here for the first time, raise your hands. Bap Dada is congratulating all of you on behalf of everyone. Every day at Amrit Vela, constantly continue to revise the faith that you have. Acha. Bap Dada is pleased to see you children, because you have claimed a right to your inheritance before the time of too late came. This is why Bap Dada is congratulating you on behalf of all the family who has come here and those who are staying at their centres. Now perform a wonder. Do you have this courage? Should Bap Dada tell you? Do you have the courage? Remain free from obstacles beforehand. Be number one in your faith and intoxication. Bap Dada is pleased that the old ones are old, but that the new ones will show wonders in a short time. Acha. Now, whether you are old or new, Bap Dada is giving all of you the task of a second. Now, are all of you able to remove yourselves from all other thoughts and stabilize yourselves in the form of a point in a second? Will you do this? In 1 second, I am a point and no other thoughts. I am a point. Those who stabilize themselves in the stage of a point in a second, raise your hands. You did this in a second? Acha. Now practice this for 15 days. Throughout the day, put a full stop in a second every hour. Each one of you has to practice this, and while in that atmosphere, while engaged in activity, check whether you were successful in stabilizing yourself in the form of a point in a second while living at your own places. Here you have the help of the atmosphere, but check whether you are able to stabilize in the form of a point in a second. Practice this. Because Bap Dada has told you that the more you progress, the more you will need this practice of being able to stabilize yourself in the stage of a point in a second. Therefore, check yourself and write your report and give it to your teacher. Then, through the teachers, whether they are here or not, this is the homework for all the classes. When Bap Dada receives the result, he will see whether you are worthy of coming into the Rosary of 108 or 16,000. From your daily timetable, it will be seen how successful you are in stabilizing yourselves in a second. It will be seen from this which rosary you are worthy of. if Bap Dada were to ask you to raise your hands now, then whoever feels that, according to your practical dana, you will go into the rosary of 108 or 16,000. Just write your result. Then Bap Dada will understand from that. Because even if the daddies were to give the names of some, others would feel, I too can come in that, can I not? Therefore, everything will be known from this report. Bap Dada is asking, are you constantly able to experience in a second the form that you want? In a second? The five forms that you were told about, are you able to become that form in a second, whenever you want? Practice this and know for yourself whether you are able to remain in the stage that you want in a second, or whether it takes time. Bap Dada is pleased that in raising your hands, the majority of you raised your hands. You have raised your hands now, but while practicing this, it will be like the practice of the Copper and Iron Ages, where it has become natural to come into body consciousness. In the same way, let it be just as easy for you to stabilize yourself in whatever form you want, because such a time is to come in which you will need this practice. So each one of you has to continue with this practice while engaged in your work, and continue to give your result to your instrument teachers. So continue to practice this until the completion of the year. Do it by yourself. Become your own teacher. However, if you continue to give in your chart to show your result, your attention will be drawn. You are able to place your hand wherever you want, are you not? Experience this in the same way. Similarly, you have to be able to make your mind stay in the stage that you want. The memorial is the great mantra of Man, Man Above. Experience for yourself how much success you have in performing the drill of your mind. Bap Dada wants each child to become experienced in the happiness of the confluence age, the attainments of the confluence age, and all other attainments. Check yourself. Have I become experienced in every attainment, every power, every secret of this knowledge, every method of yoga, and every type of inculcation? Continue to check yourself in every way and continue to move ahead of all. So today, Bap Dada is asking you to check your way of checking and your attainment. If you lack any attainment, then according to the drama and the time, those are the tests that you will have. This is why you have to check yourself in order to change yourself and become complete and perfect in every subject. Today, in your ordinary form, Bap Dada is seeing your future form and your form of attainments. Acha. To all of you, long lost and now found beloved children everywhere, to those who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, to those who are obedient to Bap Dada and who follow every direction of Bap Dada, to you intense effort-making children. Lots and lots of love and remembrance from Bap Dada's heart. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Bap Dada is also pleased to see you children. Wah, 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 my children, wah. Throughout the year, remain free from obstacles and happy. Teach everyone with your activity and your face how to remain happy and how to smile. Constantly fly and make others fly. Do not walk, but fly. Everyone loves the flying stage. Therefore, give the message while flying. On seeing you, let everyone begin to swing in the swing of happiness. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of all attainments and receive a crown of light as your godly fortune. In the world, the sign of fortune is a kingdom, and the sign of a kingdom is a crown. In the same way, the sign of having godly fortune is a crown of light. The basis of receiving this crown is purity. Completely pure souls, as well as having a crown of light, are full of all attainments. If any attainment is missing, the crown of light will not then be clearly visible. Slogan: only those who remain stable in their spiritual stage can use their minds to be great donors. Aviat signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Now, people say that this is good, but they do not receive the inspiration to become good. There is only one method for this. Become the volcanic form collectively. Let each one become a living lighthouse. You are serviceable and loving. You have one strength and one support, and all of that is fine. But when you have the stage of a Master Almighty Authority, everyone will then begin to circle around you like moths. Om Shanti.